With us right now, Fruita Monument baseball coach Ray McLennan. Ray, it has been a very long time. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, doing fine. Good to have you on talking about Fruita Monument baseball, talking about high school baseball in general. And how crazy did you go and your coaching staff and you guys going and your players not being able to play last season? That had to be extremely difficult to get through 2020, not having a chance to compete on the field.
Yeah, boy, it sure was. And I know that a lot of the kids missed it, of course. And you know, we did the best we could with some of the summer stuff that we were able to do. But yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride and something that you don't expect at all.
I mean, when you look back, I mean, we have to go back to the, you know, the 2019 baseball season, the last time Fruita Monument played, you know, as far as outside of summer league action, as you referenced, when you went 11-10, you went 6-2 in the Southwestern League. And, you know, some of those players, you know, like a Dylan Weaver that, you know, has, you know, moved on, graduated, moving on to play college baseball. I mean, who's going to be the nucleus, the guys that will lead the Wildcats in 2021 after no baseball in 2020?
Well, if you remember, 2 years ago, we were actually fairly young. We did have a good group of seniors, but we ended up starting a lot of, they were sophomores, I guess, at the time. You know, Tucker Bunninger is actually the only all-conference Southwestern League player to return. He was our catcher that year, and he'll be back as a senior. Gentry Dalpaz and Jacob Weaver were our middle infielders after our senior shortstop got hurt. Jacob Weaver took over, and he's certainly a lot bigger, stronger, and faster than he was as a sophomore. So we have those three back. Other than that, you know, we got to see Cade Besser a little bit last year in our two games that we played. He came in and relieved in the Horizon game and did a fantastic job on the mound. So he's back as a pitcher outfielder for us, but he didn't see any varsity time 2 years ago. So we actually have quite a few seniors. I think we'll have six or seven seniors total in our program. So we were young back then, and those kids got a little experience. So we'll be a little older this year, I hope, anyway.
And as you mentioned, you just got the two games last year. I want to clarify, and not the entire season wiped out, but let's be honest, about 98% of it got wiped out last season for you and the rest of the high school baseball teams in the state. But Jacob Weaver, as you mentioned, a young guy that's got a little bit bigger and stronger. I mean, he hit, you know, as a sophomore, 293 for you, and had 12 hits that season, 11 RBIs. Where have you seen the improvement for a player like Jacob Weaver?
Well, you know, just about every area. You know, he's going to pitch for us. He'll probably end up being our ace, I would imagine. You know, as the season progresses, he throws hard. We haven't ever clocked him or anything like that. But you know, he's got a great fastball, great breaking ball. You know, he's a better hitter than he was. Obviously, he's a lot taller. He's grown, you know, a couple inches and put on probably a good 15-20 pounds. So, you know, he's certainly improved his game a lot. And we did have an opportunity this spring to scrimmage quite a bit. One of the things we try to do with our preseason stuff, we didn't scrimmage any other teams. That was, you know, District 51 didn't allow that for the longest time. So we worked on the nice days we had out here in March and April. We worked on practicing, and we did a lot of inter squads. I think we had six or seven inter squads in that time. And, you know, you can watch the kids grow and develop, and obviously the kids that were younger 2 years ago are a lot bigger and stronger, as I mentioned earlier, and so we tried to, you know, build a little team chemistry with that and try to get them, again, thinking about playing the game, the high school game, the way that we like to have it played, and doing the things that have been, you know, worked for us in the past.
Fruita Monument baseball coach Ray McLennan joining us today on the Team Sports Network. You mentioned Jacob Weaver will be on the bump for you. You had a couple of guys that were sophomores back in 2019, Corey Walcher and also Corbin Clements, that they got a little bit of mound time. They each had five appearances, right? Five for Walcher and three for Clements. Two guys I would imagine that will probably we'll be seeing this year when you take the field starting on Monday against Palisade. A couple of guys that did get a little bit of experience back in 2019.
Well, one of the crazy things with all this is you know, kids have gone on and done other things. And actually, Corbin graduated early, so
okay.
So he's moved on to other things, and you know, I think some of the strangeness of this, we have two guys. I don't know if you remember Andrew Lee or not.
Sure.
He's actually out for a while. He got injured playing club baseball over the winter, and so he's out. There's another kid. We've got another kid in Caden Thompson who was going to be probably he's a utility player, a great athlete. He got hurt over the winter too. So, you know, it's been kind of crazy. There's been a lot of unstructured things that certainly have added to the challenge of this. But you know, in any given year, you have those challenges. I think that you know, you come in and obviously they're student athletes, so you have the grade piece there too. And there's just so many moving parts with this. And the challenges that the kids faced in the quarantine, and then trying to come back and do those kind of things. And I think that, you know, as we are around them a little bit more, you know, the difficulties they had, and not to make excuses or anything, because obviously any time you have challenges, but you've got to be able to as a team, as a program, be able to adjust to that. 2 years ago, if you remember, we lost Jack Hawkins. Pretty early in the league season, I think the second game of the season against Montrose, and he was slated to be our shortstop and be our three-hole guy and everything. And we had to then go to a sophomore middle infield. And one of the things I told the guys is, you know, adversity happens, and you've got to make sure that you adjust to that accordingly and do your best to try to overcome those things, because that's the way life works, unfortunately. But so yeah, we've got a lot of new faces out there. Jack Deere is another one. That's really done a great job over the quarantine. He was probably about 130 pounds soaking wet when he went on the quarantine. He came back, and I bet he's about 160, 170, 180 pounds. He's really worked hard. He's really added muscle to his body frame. He's grown a little bit too, which obviously helps. But you know, they leave as you know, little skinny sophomores, and they come back. Especially in his case, he looks like a man out there. He's got a good fit body, and we're looking for big things out of him in the outfield, and he could help us on the mound a little bit too. He throws hard. Another junior that probably haven't seen is Cole Jones, big tall guy. I played a little football. I think he was a tight end for the football team, and he's always been tall, but he's added a lot of strength too. Jace Hinton is a senior that we'll have that'll help us a little bit too here and there. He might catch a little bit, might play a little first base for us. Pretty good hitter. I think he'll be a guy that we can kind of use and do well. Andrew Jordan is another pitcher. He's a junior. We got him. Actually, we were trying to get him in that Horizon game last year, and it just didn't work out. Cade got the ball, and he just kind of ran with it. But Andrew Jordan's another pitcher that I think will help us. That's grown a lot. He played basketball for Caprock Academy, if you remember. But since they don't have baseball, he lives in our attendance area, so he comes here. So. We've got a lot of arms, and we're going to need them too. You look at where we're at game wise. You know, in the next 2 weeks, we play I think 10 baseball games, so our pitching depth will be tested for sure. You know, so that part will be a challenge, I think, also.